Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Baruch Hashem, we're going to finish Simin Shin Lamed and begin Simin Shin Lamed Aleph. So we are in Shin Lamed, we are up to Siv Ches. This is Kuf Ayin Beis Amid Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, Nola the Shmona, Usafik Ben Shavo Ben Shmona Shalo Gamru Sa'aru Tziparnav. If you have a baby that's in the eighth, was born in the eighth month of gestation, or a baby that might have been seventh month, might have been eighth month, but you see that he's clearly not a finished product, that the hair is not grown, the fingernails are not grown, the baby's actually muktzah, because you have to remember they assume that the baby was absolutely dead, that there was no chance that the baby would ever survive, and therefore he becomes muktzah. You're not allowed to be metaltal the baby. But if the mother has milk that she needs to express, because otherwise it's going to cause her a great deal of pain, she can lean over the baby and express that milk that way by leaning over the baby. Or she herself can just express the milk and squeeze the milk out of her own breast in order to relieve some of the stress and some of the pain that she is having. So first of all, he says we pull back on what the Shulchan Aruch says a little bit over here. Shulchan Aruch said that even if it's a Safik Ben Shiva, Safik Ben Shmona, the baby's muksa, we assume that no, only if it's a Vaday Ben Shmona it's muksa, because Ben Shiva is a Bar Kayama, might survive. But Ben Shmona, we assume, has no chance of surviving. In the Dirshu, he quotes that Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoted in Nishmas Avram that this is only a baby who's lying lifeless. He's not moving at all. He's not crying at all. If the baby's moving and crying, so then it clearly has enough life that there's a chance. And then you could be metaltal the baby even in the eighth month. Nowadays, obviously, they're all. They always have a chance. So you're always metaltal the baby. Lahutzi biyada. And this is talking about if she has to express milk, so she could do it by hand. Allah aretz, as long as it goes straight onto the ground. Because this is not being done in the normal way of mefarek, which is a toldah of dash. Since over here the product is going li'ibud, it's getting destroyed as soon as it's expressed from her body. Meaning dush is when you draw something out of something else and you're taking a useful item from inside of something else. So you're squeezing out, the oil from the olive. So there's something, you're extracting the kernel from the chaff, from the grain, so you're taking out the useful thing. But if the second you take it out, it immediately is destroyed, it immediately is ruined, then it's not a violation of the malach of dush. So if she expels the milk and it goes right into a bottle that has soap in it, or it goes right on the ground, on the dirt ground, so it becomes immediately rendered useless, then it's not a violation of the malach of dash. Plus it's a malach shen sricha l'gufa, because she's just doing it to get it out of her body, not because she needs the milk. So that's pater. And in malach shen sricha l'gufa, when there's pain involved, they were not gozer. Sif tes, you're allowed to straighten out the limbs of a baby that have become bent out of shape because of the tsar of the leda. Miyashrim biyadayim, says the Mishnah Berurah, machmas tsar leda, because of Magen Avraham, v'dafka biyoma leda. So Magen Avraham says, yeah, but only on the day of the birth. Aval achar kach aser, once it's past the day of the birth, you're not allowed to straighten out the baby's limbs. Aval be'emes, mehar biposkim mashmadein chiluk b'zeh. That's what the Magen Avraham says, but many other poskim sound like that there's no distinction between the day of the birth and later days. Even when the baby's a month or two old, you're allowed to straighten him out. And the Birgra writes, that the Shulchan Aruch is really makil like these opinions that say that even when the baby's a month or two old, it's mutter. So should not be machmir on that issue. But if it's a spinal disalignment or something, then so to realign them is a violation of looking like bone. Unless it's on the day of Leda, then we could be makel. I mean, essentially, there's a stira between two gemaras whether you're allowed to straighten out the limbs of a baby or not, and there are two deos about how to be miyashiv that stira. One day is kan biyom rishon, kan after yom rishon, then yom rishon it's mutter, after yom rishon it's not, and the other day is kan b'shidra, kan b'shidra. the Shari Varav, that only the spine is problematic, the rest of the body is totally mutter. So he's saying we could be makel, and we could be makel for each kula, for each tzad, but not both tzadim together. So the Shidra on Yom Rishon is for sure going to be Aser. I don't know how this corresponds to reality at all. Siv Yud, mutter l'karcho b'begadav shlo yis akmo evarav. You're allowed to swaddle the baby, is that what they call it? To wrap him in clothing tightly so that his limbs don't get bent, to straighten it, to keep them straight. Says Mishabura Ubrash Parakir Zayin Mashma Dafil Lukarcho Kadeli Yashri Evarav Gam Keshari Liolam. Even if it's not preventative, but it's therapeutic in nature, it's addressing the fact that his limbs already are bent a little bit, you're allowed to straighten them out. V'atam b'gemar mishum to'orchei tamid ba'achiv lavi k'mesakin. And the reason given in the Gemara is because it doesn't look like masakin, because that's the normal way that they swaddle the baby. But it sounds like if it's a baby that they would never swaddle during the week, and his limbs are bent, so you're doing something therapeutic for him, and it's not just preventative, that would actually be asur on Shabbos. And Sifir Alf, imnafla orlas gron havlad. Not sure what that is. Something in his throat that falls, that goes down his throat. Mutu lasu metzvel toch pivul salik ha'orla l'mekoma af bisham shepam shemeki. You're allowed to stick your finger down his throat to get it out of there, even though sometimes it's going to cause the baby to vomit. I'm not sure what that is. So mutu v'logazrim b'zem yishum refuah, and apparently it's not a violation of refuah. Dorchei detino klipal orlas l'shono v'lomechzi k'refuah, because apparently it's a fairly common thing for it to happen, and therefore it's just something that falls out of place and you push it back into place, and that's just normal. It's just normal maintenance. It's not considered refuah. Now we move on to Shin Lamed Aleph, which are the dinim of a bris mila on Shabbos. So we know that bris mila involves a malacha of chovel. So really it should be asur on Shabbos, but it's a gzeres hakasu, piyom hashmini, afilu b'Shabbos, that on the eighth day, if the eighth day falls on Shabbos, bris mila is docha Shabbos, provided that it's not a C-section, and provided that it's a mila b'zmana, and that it's not a suffix mila b'zmana, that it's a vade mila b'zmana. So says the Shulchan Aruch, osim kol tzarchi mila b'Shabbos. You're allowed to do all the steps of mila, whatever's needed for the mila on Shabbos. Moalin, uporin, umotzitzin, v'rosin lof kamon. You're allowed to do the actual mila cut. You're allowed to do the priya of the membrane underneath the foreskin. You're allowed to do the mitzitza, which was assumed to have great therapeutic value. It was considered a sakana not to suck out some of the blood. It's a big shaila why moalim are allowed to do mitzitza nowadays, because even if you want to argue that it's mutter to do mitzitza, which is a discussion in its own right, but that you should be mutter to do on Shabbos is a much harder sell, because now you're risking violating a malacha for something that we don't see to have any real therapeutic value. But anyway, so motzim nosel of kamon, and you could put on like something that they would put on to stop the bleeding. So it says the Mishra Berurah b'Shabbos tichsivu b'yom shmini yimol b'yom afilu b'Shabbos. B'yom means even on Shabbos. Motzim afal gavdal yidei metzitza adam nitak michibur v'avilei chovel. Even though when you do the metzitza, it's a violation of chovel because the blood moves around. Afal pikein motzitzin, you're still allowed to do the metzitza. Mishum t'sakana l'vlad k'shelo yom tzadam, because it's a sakana if you don't. So because it's a sakana, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Kamun hayidakam lasis min b'sam shachu k'rufua. They would put this type of spice on the wound for refuah, wood, and let's say sisplonis, tachboshes al milikros, so put a bandaging or dressing on the wound, vayin l'kamon siv zayin, im lo hayilo kamon shachuk me'arav Shabbos. And later we're going to discuss what happens if you don't have the spice already ground up that's going to help. So are you allowed to grind it on Shabbos in order to stop the bleeding on Shabbos? Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue in the dinim of Mila on Shabbos with Sif days. Everyone have a wonderful, oh, I forgot to summarize. So tonight we learned that an 8-month baby is muktzah, but the mother is allowed to lean over to expel her milk or squeeze it into the ground to alleviate her pain. We also learned that you could straighten out bent limbs even after the Yom HaLeda, except for the vertebrae and the spine, and you can swaddle the baby to straighten his limbs. We said you're allowed to stick your finger down the baby's throat to remove the orlas garon, whatever that is, even though the baby is going to vomit up blood from that procedure because it's not called refuah, and that you could do mila, priya, mitzit, and even treating the wound to stop the bleeding and the bandaging of the wound, all of that is mutter to do on Shabbos. Now, everyone, have a wonderful evening.